Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Turncoat Tuesday. It's the second day of April 2024. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 54 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 71 degrees today for the climate basin and a low of 39, so it's going to warm up today. But I don't mean that it's all over. We're never here. I mean, I've seen it snow on the 4th of fucking July. Anywho, before we go on to the alternate, well, the Ministry of Lies alternate, controlled opposition media. We'll be right back.
Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, over to the, God damn it, it has to be a big handle, the Ministry of Lies, Controlled Opposition, probably, I don't know, shit, here we are. Israeli airstrike hits Iran consulate building in Damascus. High-level Iranian general reported killed. This is going forward. Make no fucking mistake about it. They're sending fucking F-35s and F-15s over there. We're going to go over there and we're going to take that fucking Ottoman Empire and we're going to hand it over to our Jewish masters. Or they think we're going to. They can see if their chihuahua can kick the ass of our fucking Rottweiler, I suppose. Either you're going to stand up or you're not. On Monday, an Israeli airstrike leveled an Iranian consulate building that's next to the Iranian embassy in the Syrian capital of Damascus, marking a significant escalation in the Israeli attacks on Iranians in the region. At least 7 people were killed in the strike, including General Mohammad Reza Zahidi, a senior commander in Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. Iran has confirmed the death of Zahidi, who oversaw the IRGC's quads. Force operation in Syria and Lebanon, and is vowing a harsh response. Oh, don't you hit a Jew? You're going to hit a Jew? Shouldn't we attack them right now, people? The Jews fucking blew up their fucking consulates. Shouldn't we blow them up right now before they hurt a Jew? Iranian foreign minister spokesman Nassar Kanani Tehran, I guess it would be, no, Tehran, will decide on the type of response and punishment against the aggressor. According to AP, the IRGC said the strike also killed Zahidi's deputy and five other Iranian officers. Well, that's attacking another country there, Israel. You declared fucking war? Have you fucking went to the UN, United Nations and got the slap on the back? At least Obama did that before he fucking leveled Lebanon, right? These motherfuckers are completely lawless on a fucking international scale. And nobody can argue it. You want to argue? Get up on the fucking air. The bombing of a diplomatic facility comes a few days after Israel launched some of its heaviest airstrikes in Syria that reportedly killed 52 people, including Syrian soldiers and members of Lebanon's Hezbollah. Israel has also killed multiple members of the IRGC since it ramped up airstrikes in Syria after October 7th. You fuckers better be thinking about it. You better be thinking if there, any American's going to get up and go over there and kill the fucking Middle Eastern fucking Arabs for your asses, because I'll tell you, nobody in my fucking family is, and you come and try and make us, and we'll fucking kill you. The strikes targeting Iranians risk a direct response from Iran or an escalation from Hezbollah on Israel's northern border. Israel has also been launching airstrikes deep inside Lebanon against Hezbollah, although many recent strikes have killed civilians. Yeah, that's all right. It's called collateral damage. Little kids and pregnant, collateral. Don't call it genocide. Don't call it what it is. You'd love to commit genocide across the whole fucking Ottoman Empire, wouldn't you? And hey, Jordan, I've seen you were waking up. You're starting to see, hey, that's a little bit close to my fucking front door, ain't it? You think they're not going to take your fucking asses too? Well, they're gonna. Israel appears to be trying to provoke a major regional war in hopes that the U.S. would get directly involved. Well, believe it or not, about 4 or 5 years ago, they passed a resolution that said that fucking Netanyahu, it wasn't a defensive thing. We didn't, if they were attacked, we didn't come to their... Netanyahu could use the United States fucking military, which ain't United States military. It's goddamn NATO fucking or United Nations military fucking mercenaries to go on the offensive. So don't think this fucking can't happen. I mean, and it was passed like 90-1 or 90-0. Of course it was. To take our, what's supposed to be our forces, they're not. They belong to the fucking international corporate mafia. They're fucking goddamn mercenaries. We get directly involved. U.S. officials have acknowledged to the media that Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu might view a full-blown war in Lebanon as a key to his political survival. And that's what counts. I mean, shit, man, he might lose his office. Fucking how many babies you want to kill? Fucking you just got to sacrifice, you know, 3,500 fucking babies, 35,000 babies, 40,000 babies. It's this guy's fucking career, this fucking maniacal fucking maniac out of hell. A regional war would also take attention and scrutiny away from Israel's genocidal campaign in Gaza. No way it won't. Because we won't let it. You're not going to sweep it under the fucking, you can't sweep genocide under the fucking carpet. I also got an article up here where fucking Netanyahu's throwing Al Jazeera out of the fucking goddamn country, won't let him report because they're showing the fucking what the dirty bastards are doing. Okay. Australia to implement full-blown government digital ID. This is a video. You can watch it if you want. Of course, they're going in. The Australians, you're going to do just like you did when they took your fucking guns. You're going to bend over. You're going to shove it up your fucking ass. You're going to turn around and thank them. Right? This was a fun one. The exclusive Klamath Lake set to be drained and refilled in major lake transplant project this year. And when I started reading it, I mean, this is, should have been put up yesterday because it is a April Fool's fucking thing. New project at Klamath Lake aims to transform algae and green midges contaminated lake into crystal clear boating paradise. The lake is scheduled to be drained and refilled this year. 36 fucking square miles, man. I laughed at it when I first, I knew it was a ruse, and at the end it tells it was, but I mean, it's still kind of sticking your face in, because they did take out Iron Gate fucking dam, and they did fucking drain Topsy Reservoir, and they did destroy fish runs all the way down that motherfucking river. And it, and you know, it's all just this kind of fucking like spitting it in your fucking face, I guess. Maybe. Israel kills seven World Central Kitchen food aid workers in Gaza with a targeted airstrike. And this is by Chris Mianahan, Information Liberation. Israel killed an international group of seven food aid workers from celebrity chef Jose Andres. Remember, he was up the other day, just like it's like they were starting a story to continue it. With World Central Kitchen in a targeted airstrike on Monday in Gaza. Continue reading. Let's just see what else they did. Well, come on, you heartless bitch. The World Central Kitchen was coordinating with Israel and sharing their location with the IDF throughout their time in Gaza, yet they were directly hit in a disconflicted zone. What the fuck? Page unresponsive. Get the fuck off of there. Location with the IDF throughout their time in Gaza, they were directly hit in a disconflicted zone after having unloaded more than 100 tons of humanitarian food aid at a warehouse brought to Gaza on maritime route. World Central Kitchen is devastated to confirm seven members of our team have been killed in an IDF strike in Gaza. The WCK team was traveling in a deconflicted zone in two armored cars branded with the WCK logo and a soft skin vehicle. And it don't matter. Fucking, they don't give a fuck. I mean, they tell them to go to the Palestinians. Go to this area here. Go to this safe zone over here. And they're waiting for them to fucking get the moment. I'm kind of fucking stupid. Can you be? Yeah, with more genocide. Despite coordinated movements with the IDF, the convoy was hit as it was leaving the Deir al-Bala warehouse where the team had unloaded more than 100 tons of humanitarian food aid brought to Gaza on the maritime route. This is not only an attack against WCK, it is an attack on humanitarian organizations showing up in the most dire of situations where food is being used as a weapon of war. This is unforgivable, said World Central Kitchen CEO Aaron Corey. The seven killed are from Australia, Poland, United Kingdom, a dual citizen of the U.S. and Canada, and a Palestinian. Bye. And they, let's see, Chef Andres strongly defended Israel's war on Gaza in mid-October. It ain't no fucking, it's a goddamn genocide. Quit. What are you doing? Who's doing this fucking story? Let's take a peek. Who is this? Information liberation, you're not liberating nothing. You're fucking pumping propaganda, motherfucker. It's called genocide. Every fucking time when genocide's happening, it's called genocide every fucking time because that's what it fucking is. Oh. Andre strongly defended Israel's war on Gaza in mid-October from claims made by Spanish Minister Lori Valera, that Israel was committing genocide and not letting in humanitarian aid. Can you prove that? Well, there's a lot of dead Palestinians, starved to death, little children and shit. I've seen the pictures of them. And I know Al Jazeera just got their ass kicked out of there for showing the fucking pictures of them. On Monday, he changed his tune. Graphic video of the workers killed was Share it on social media. The UN backed Global Hunger Monitor and Integrated Food Security Phase Classification, PIC, reported last month that Gaza is on the brink of a mass starvation and death. If they were a month ago, fucking, they are starving to death. And they showed a picture with this that I seen. And it shows one of their, I mean, here it is with the fucking, one of their things, I mean, right through the goddamn top of it. I mean, right in center. I mean, this is a deliberate fucking kill. Hey, man, what a nice job you did there. Biden administration expected to approve massive $18 billion F-15 deal for Israel. First, you're blowing up fucking aid workers, trying to get fucking humanitarian aid to people who are starving that you're committing genocide on. And we, not us. I don't want to be confused with this fucking corporate motherfucking piece of shit here or this fucking United States corporation. I have nothing to do with it. They are my fucking blood enemy. I'm an individual, free, sovereign, national. I have nothing to do with this fucking corporation. So when they say we did this, don't say we did this. They fucking did it. I fucking condemn it. I fucking hate them for it. I would never fucking do this. Biden administration expected to approve massive $18 billion F-15 deal for Israel. By Dave DeCamp, AnnaWar.com again. The Biden administration chose to approve massive $18 billion arms deal for Israel that includes 50 F-15 fighter jets, CNN reported on Monday. I mean, every day there's a new fucking thing pumping more fucking goddamn munitions and fucking goddamn artillery and planes, all the implements of war over there because they planning on expanding that fucking war, don't you think? Why else would you need more? You're murdering children with fucking that. You're blowing up with fucking tanks, what, and blowing up with fucking 2,000-pound fucking bombs that level a whole one or two fucking blocks and kill everybody in the people. You know how many are buried in the rubble, but they're smoothing it out and putting it up for fucking sale. These motherfuckers are animals. You have the goddamn gall to call yourself God's chosen people and everybody else a fucking goyim. You're the fucking goyim. You're a sick son of a bitches. The news is the largest sign, or latest sign, that the administration still strongly supports Israel's slaughter, no, genocide of Palestinians in Gaza, despite U.S. officials claiming to be concerned with the massive civilian death toll last week. Biden, President Biden, he ain't no fucking president. He is fucking King Chuck's fucking corporate fucking lord over the fucking United States Corporation, approved more bomb shipments to Israel and an F-35 deal worth $22.5 billion. I mean, fucking, look at this. I mean, don't make me complicit in this. I tell you now as American national, you do not have my authority to fucking do this. And I am the fucking authority. We, the people, are the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable, the highest fucking jurisdictional authority in this country. We don't want this. There's a handful of motherfuckers, fucking traitors, fucking sellouts, fucking scum, fucking, well, fucking Jews that have been placed in keep positions in the corporation, because we don't have no fucking government. Don't think we do. We never have. The Constitution never was. Never ratified by the people. Ratified by the chosen fucking representatives of the elite of the day. Not elected officials of the people. That we never gave these fuckers one tiny little bit of fucking power. But look what they're doing. And, oh, man, I remember reading in the Federalist Papers, because you could get those fuckers easy. And then I started in the 70s trying to get the Anti-Federalist Papers, and I finally got them some years back. And a book, they finally printed a book of them. Couldn't get them fuckers nowhere. And I remember in the fucking Federalist Papers, why would you want a Bill of Rights? Why would you need, you look at it, we can't do nothing to you with this. In fact, I mean, you look at the open subject matter of the Commerce Clause and the General Welfare Clause. I'm sitting there going, how fucking stupid do you think we are? And that's what the fucking anti-federalists are saying. How fucking stupid are you people going to be? You let this shit fucking roll and you don't take and fucking put it in check. You're going to fucking, well, they called it. They called what we're living today. They said this is exactly what was going to fucking happen. That this is what the intent was of the fucking goddamn Masons that wrote that fucking Constitution. It never was right off their own fucking Constitution. When they say we the people, they mean they, the Masons. Make no mistake about it. That has nothing to do with we the fucking people. The CNN report said the administration informally notified the House Foreign Affairs and State Foreign Relations Committee about the potential F-15 deal in January. The top Republicans on both committees, Senator James Risch, Republican Idaho, and Republican Michelle McCaul, Republican Texas, have already given their approval on the deal. Well, then the fuck, I guess they talk for the whole goddamn country. The majority of the people in this country want this shit fucking stopped. They don't want their, they want their goddamn money back. Not their money. We want our fucking wealth. We don't want your fucking debt dollars. We want our gold and silver. We want our fucking money back. Our real money. Our fucking real wealth. We want you fuckers hung as enemies of the fucking supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791. The people's fucking law with the people's fucking superior jurisdiction. We want to see you fucking hang for the fucking violations to that law. Absolute and prima facie of fucking violations. If the top Democrats on the committee, Senator Ben Cardin, Democrat, MD, Maryland, maybe, I can't get that one, and Representative George Meeks, Democrat, New York, don't raise any objections to the F-15 transfer, the administration can formally notify Congress about the deal. More, send more fucking jets and drop 2,000-pound bombs. Well, you can kill more fucking Palestinians. You can commit more fucking genocide. You're doing it, corporation. Do not try to make this reflect on the people, because I guarantee you about 88% of the fucking people want to fucking chop your fucking heads off for the treason you have committed against us, for trying to enslave us, for taking our fucking wealth without due process of the law, for allowing other motherfuckers in this country to come in here and take our wealth without due process of the fucking law, for not doing the fucking, what you were sworn to fucking do.
5,000-pound bombs, Henry.
And 5,000 bombs, I think they said there were some 20,000-pound ones, too. They sent fives and 20s. The 20, I'm pretty sure they said 20. I think it says it in this article here in a minute. The notification will be, okay, period, U.S. cut off military aid. Israel, the Congress still backs Israel's brutal campaign. No, Israel's genocide. Also, on Monday, State Department spokesman Matt Miller was grilled about the hypothetical position of the U.S. as it expresses concern about the civilian death toll in Gaza and the starvation blockade while continuing to arm Israel, including sending 2,000-pound bombs. Pound bombs. Those are the ones that blow up a fucking block or two. Miller was specifically asked if he was concerned that the position would damage the U.S. It was 2,500-pound bombs. I was lost a little bit on that, but hell, man. I do not agree with that at all. We have been very clear that we want to see Israel do everything it can to minimize civilian gas. That's a fucking, I mean, that's spitting in your face. That's laughing so hard they're spitting in your fucking face. Sure you fucking have. That's why you gave them 2,000 bombs and 2,000-pound bombs and 500-pound bombs so that they could minimize casualties, blowing up entire city fucking blocks, homes, fucking mostly homes, mosques, whatever the fuck they want to blow up. We have made clear that they need to operate at all times in full compliance with international humanitarian. Fucking liar. International humanitarian law. There is no, in the first place, I'm going to say it. There is no goddamn international law. There is no national law. The only fucking law we have is that fucking Bill of Rights. And it is the absolute unalienable fucking ratified by the elected representatives of the peoples. It's the people's law. It's our jurisdiction, and it's our fucking duty to enforce it. He said, at the same time, we are committed to Israel's right to self-defense. You're going across borders and bombing people. That's not self-defense. You're walking in stores and ripping the shirt off of a fucking three-year-old, a full-grown man in fucking full battle gear, and smacking him in the face and smacking him around. That's not fucking self-defense, you cowards. And always self-defense. Oh, that's Israel fucking beating you. Don't hit me. Stop resisting it, Hoyts. And this is a long-term commitment the United States has made. The State Department claims Israel is following international law. No, by God, they are not. Well, that rest of the United Nations doesn't agree with you now, do they? Being as you had the only one there that fucking vetoed it, and you had to fucking veto it, or they would have been called out for the international criminals they were in that court of no jurisdiction over any sovereign fucking country. It's all horse shit. There's no law. These fucking animals can do whatever they fucking want, but you know what? So can these fucking animals. If we just fucking just go for it. I mean, you tell me what the fuck we've got to lose and what we've got to win. We have everything to win and nothing to fucking lose because they're taking it day by day. Gaza, despite the mass civilian casualties and video evidence of Israel killing unarmed Palestinians, I mean, little kids, look at this, minimize it as much as you can. Don't talk about the little kids having their fucking arms and legs amputated without fucking anesthesia or any pain medication, sitting there crying, little faces fucking burned. Don't talk about that. Gaza Health Ministry on Monday said on Monday that the death toll in Gaza has reached 32,845. They had to raise that up because we were bitching, which is a lie. Considered a low estimate since it doesn't take into account the thousands missing and presumed dead under the rubble. UNICEF said last month that over 13,000 Palestinian children have been killed by Israel, a number that also doesn't take into account the bodies of children under the rubble that they're using to fucking make foundation to fucking build buildings. I mean, these are animals. No fucking compassion for them. Nobody. Ukraine drones hit Russia's third largest oil refinery, prompting White House anger. Oh, I bet it did. I bet they were madder than a son of a bitch. Stupid ass fucking thing. Ukrainian drones. No. Get ready to pay fucking $6 and $7 a gallon for your gas. It's travel season. It's time for them to fucking reach in and get that fucking lint out of your fucking pockets. That's legalized. It's not legalized. It's unlawful. They're taking what belongs to us, putting it on the international market, making us compete with the fucking rest of the fucking world for our own fucking resources that belong to us. We do not get paid for the fucking resources when they're taken, and we have to compete on the international market for the fucking end product, which is gasoline, the diesel, and the heavier oils, which we need for industry. But there were some other things I wanted to look at. Breaking, it has now become confirmed that the aid workers targeted by Israel were traveling in a deconflicted zone in two armored vehicles that were branded with WCK logo, and that it had coordinated their movements with the Israeli military. Well, that makes you an easy target. World Central Kitchen is pausing their operations immediately in the region. Well, we can't have nobody bringing no food to those fucking people we're trying to commit genocide on. Makes it hard. This is Reaganomics and all this fucking horse, Obamaomics, Bidenomics. I mean, that son of a bitch don't even know where he's going. He don't know where he's been. His pants are full of fucking shit. He wanders off the fucking stage because he sees a little baby and he has to sniff it. I mean, but Bidenomics, like that son of a bitch can even add two and two together. America needs a six-figure salary to afford a medium-priced home. No shit. Why is that? Because you're pumping people in here by the fucking millions. By the fucking millions, people. That ups, that old supply-demand thing? You kick everybody out of this country that came here in violation of the, what they didn't give me due process of the law for coming to take a piece of my pie. That means fucking all of them. You kick their fucking asses out of here, there'd be a surplus of houses. You'd be able to, shit, you'd be able to buy a house for fucking fucking half a year's fucking salary. And it, a nice fucking house with fucking land around it. It's because we're bringing in the fucking world's fucking trash. And we need a place to fucking put it. That's all this comes down to. I should read a little bit of that because it is kind of pissy off. Okay. Oh, that's a good one there, too. This is by Hayden Cunningham, the post-millennial. The average U.S. home now requires a six-figure salary to afford, making a significant increase compared to pre-pandemic levels, according to a study by Bankrate, that's it. The study reveals that the average home buyer needs to earn over $110,000 annually to afford the medium-priced home in 22 states. This represents a substantial jump from January 2020, when the average home buyer only needed to make approximately $75,000, a 46% increase. No, that's a 46% decrease in the value of your fucking money. I love it. I mean, this is such a fucking shell game. And it's, you know, three-card money. Fucking, they think we're too stupid to see a number for what it really fucking is, I suppose. Come on. If you want to be red, you better get your ass up there. Guess you don't. This site can't be reached.